Now this is a dictation for Linda Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S, December 31, 47, address as a letter, Roberta Suhan, S-U-E-H-A-H-N. Dear Sue, follow up for Mr. Richard. Prior abnormal kidney function at the time of anti-inflammatory agents, last visit March. Presently on lidocaine topical of meloxicam, has frequency urgency incontinence, denies blood in the stools. He's been treated multiple times for urinary tract infection. She has taken Bactrin, fosfomycin, quinolones, macrodantin, augmentin, methamphetamine, methamami, cephalosporins. Denied chest pain, dyspnea. There is a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, chronic edema. Has followed with urology, Dr. Witzke. Prior medications did not work. Prior cystoscopy, no abnormalities. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight LASIK, Lisinopril, Norvasc. Today, blood pressure 114/68, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress. No consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal flank tenderness, no gross neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine is back to normal, down to 1. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelet, normal phosphorus. Present GFR close to 60. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Abnormal kidney function at the time of meloxicam, discontinue, improve. Blood pressure very well controlled, no symptoms of lightheadedness. She has recurrent urinary tract infection, normal kidney size without obstruction. She has been followed with urology, as indicated above, multiple antibiotic exposure. She needs to see a gynecologist, prior hysterectomy. They may offer some topical estrogen creams. I'm not concerned about her left-sided lower extremity edema, as she has prior cystic deep vein thrombosis, and this appears to be stable. We will see her within the next 1 year or early as needed.